Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, the script this spring on Emily Cron's North Lady Cougs softball team long from being written, but the good vibes continued Monday when the Northsiders learned they'll play in the championship round of Conference Indiana a week from Saturday out at Winslow. Currently 9-6 to start the week, just a win away from, well, matching its entire win total of all of 2014. A busy three-game schedule this week, starting Wednesday against Center Grove, but hearing the news about making the Conference Indiana championship draw just added more momentum to a season building big time out on the north side.
Yep, it's really exciting to be in that position with how long we've worked and all the bumps and bruises we've taken along the way and just how dedicated my girls are to the sport. So it's really exciting.
Emily, talk a little about the maturity of your sophomores on this team. You have six of them. They've all contributed in one way or the other. They're hitting. Mackenzie Ridge is one of the top pitchers in the state. I mean, they're playing defense. Talk about that group collectively.
They're just really great friends, and they've played ball together for a long time. I think that in high school ball, you don't get classes like that very often, and when you get them, you just really cherish them, and they know how important they are to the team, and they really drive a lot of what we do. And
that is former North Cougar and Hoosier Emily Cron. North will play Franklin Central at noon on the 16th. That's a week from Saturday. Terre Haute North and Southport, the back half of that foursome in the championship round. The defending 4A state champion South Panthers, they have Perry Meridian, and Terre Haute South and Columbus North will play in the consolation bracket. Numbers wise, Kenzie Ridge is leading the state in strikeouts, 145 and counting, those coming in 92 innings of work. She struck out 185 her freshman year. Could reach that by the end of this work week. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as we told you back on Monday, 25 runs, 30 hits, and Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers with a big shot of confidence, much needed after the weekend sweep out at College Park against the Maryland Terrapins.
I tell you what, it was a great performance by our guys, and just a tough performance because our backs were against the wall, and we had the tough game on Wednesday with the home run with two outs in the ninth, and
yeah.
Confidence wasn't at an all-time high, but we had felt better about the way we had played in some aspects, so it was nice to see us come out and play good baseball.
You know, you kind of had a premonition of taking a glance at a very good, hard-hitting ball club in Maryland, a good pitching staff, so pitching and defense, Chris, pitching, defense, and three wins.
Very good. All our pitchers, they gave us great starts, and really the start on Saturday by Kyle Hart was huge. Caleb came out and did it on Sunday, and Jake got it going with us. And then we had some great bullpen performances. Guys, Austin Foote and Christian Morris and Thomas Belcher really put together a game on Saturday, and Scott F. Ross, Ron Halston, Luke Harrison have been great all year. But just exciting for us. And I just think having, people don't see all three games, but Nick Ramos made some plays all weekend that looked very average. They were plays we weren't making a month ago. And so just very big on that side.
Well, in bearing out what Coach Chris was mentioning, the Hoosiers have limited their error total to one or less 29 times this season, only three total through the 27 frames out at Maryland this past weekend. It's a dark week with finals, no practice till Thursday, and then it's get ready for Long Beach State. Three-game set starts at the Bard at 6:05. Reds back on the radio in Pittsburgh tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.